This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
Alrighty, who here wants to have a chance to speak into space? You can raise your hand or give a like, give a heart in the chat. We're doing the space for the community. You can all raise your hand if you want to have something to say for the community, if you want to show your gratitude towards anyone. Just raise your hand, I'll make you a speaker. Is there anyone here that wants to raise their voice and have a talk with me here in the call? We're open to talk everything. I want to organize a raid for some posts on some big accounts. Let me know. Raise your hand. I'll give you the word in the call here. We have Jules speaking up. Welcome. How are you, guy?
Not bad, man. You?
We're all good. We're all good.
Good, good. You're going to lead the way on this this little call for the start, and then if I hear anything I want to talk about, I'll let you know.
All right. Good. First of all, I just wanted to say that I've been seeing a lot of negativity in the Telegram group. I really want to cut that down. All the new investors, since we're a project that is easy for newcomers to flow into, it's just really important that you guys always be sure to help each other out instead of cranking each other down on what you guys call stupid questions. I think no question is stupid. All new investors should be helped. Us veterans should be there for them to support them along the way, and that's how we can create bigger waves.
I'm going to 100% agree with you there. Actually, when I came in to the Telegram, everything was super positive. And that's actually why I invested into this project after I did quite a bit of research on everything that was going on, what the Lord was doing and what the team was doing. So I finally, you know, threw down some cash and got into it. But on the second day, I was like, honestly, if I would have walked into this, and even today, if I would have walked into that, there's no way you would have got any of my money. Like, absolutely No way I'm throwing down cash. I wouldn't even have done the research. Do you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just watching how negative it is. So you got to keep that in mind when you're on these telegrams. And this one is just not doing it. There's no control. There's no VC open.
Nope.
I don't want to be negative. I feel like I'm being negative here right now. But
no, you're being critical.
Yeah, it just needs to change because ultimately this is a $1 billion project. The backing behind it, some of the key players are huge. Some of the guys they've already got speaking out for Fine are huge players in the community, in the crypto community. So this can go far, but then, you know, you kind of go to that final step of the telegram and it's just a shit show all day.
Absolutely.
Long.
Yeah. We have some bright moments during the day. It's just, there's no low, like the moderators are not doing a great job. Like even myself, I got banned on 2 accounts in the chat for just sharing the video that I made for you guys. So it's just, I don't know. They're not keeping up with the community at all.
Yeah.
Not 100%. Being negative.
And
here.
Even, you know, I saw a couple guys when you said you were going to put on this spaces, a couple of people called you down for it. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
it's crazy. Like everyone's been asking for a space. And then once you start to host a space, like they're cranking you down on doing so. That's, which I cannot wrap my head
I
around.
I just want to chime in really quick here.
For sure.
With the VC thing inside of Telegram chats, with how everything has been going on with like all the FUD and everything coming in, an open VC would not be a good idea because people would be in there 10 times worse than they are actually in the chat. I've seen it happen over and over and over again.
Can I touch on that?
And yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, last night in the space, we touched on this with CAC as well, Lord CAC. He wants to assign certain members of the team to lead those VCs on Telegram where you also able to let people speak. It would just run all day, but we just need to find credible people that he can trust to do so. Because right now he got screwed over by that one guy.
It was a couple of them that were actually, you know, shilling other projects in the Telegram and things like that. I mean, there's been coordinated FUD attacks. I mean, so people obviously are getting scared and stuff, but I mean, the community has just been so damn strong. I mean, I've been in there. My bag is bleeding right now, and I haven't even started to sell a single cent. You know, I got in at 9 mil, shot up to 22, and went back down to 13, and I bought again. And here we are sitting. And I'm, you know, I'm not going anywhere because ultimately, like Jules said, this is a $1 billion project in my eyes, at least. So,
yep, absolutely. Yeah, it's just sad to see that this group is just getting flooded with people trying to influence new investors or trying to upboot guys that are in here now. Just we need to find a way to monitor this group a little better.
Yeah, and I think you can do that. Like, I don't want to bring up another program or anything, but one of the first kind of meme coins that I got into was Evermoon.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's aware of that. They're kind of dead now. There was a lot of scammers on that one involved. But their VC ran excellently, and they had kind of one guy that would sit in there that was a part of the community, but also a dev. And he had some pretty good control over that VC, and it did bring a lot of good attention to what was going on because people will go in there to get their questions answered, whereas right now, you know, they're asking, you know, there's a lot of bad apples asking, you know, simple questions, but some of them aren't bad apples. They're just trying to get information, you know, right in front of their face, right on paper. So those people will go to that VC, ask those questions and get them answered properly. And then boom, go right to investment mode. Right. Whereas right now, why the hell would you invest if you go on to, you know, a Telegram, ask a question and some guy's calling you a fucking
right.
Star.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. We can't have that anymore, honestly.
Yeah. And how do you stop it though? So it's almost better that even in that initial message, when someone comes on right now, it says, you know, someone joins the Telegram, it says, hi, Ted. You know, it doesn't even say thanks for joining, doesn't say anything along that lines. Maybe they just change that up to, hey, any questions, go here.
I don't understand why you guys up here make finding complaints, though, bro. That's every Telegram don't say, hey, thanks for coming in. Like, you're making it even. You're soft-footing the project as we speak right now to people that's new in this space. Like, yeah, all you guys have done since the space opened is complain. And that's because the price chart is not going the way you guys want to see it. Come on, that's not right now. This is not the energy we need right now. You guys are funding your own bags right now.
Okay, I see where you come from, Bella. Like, you have a valid point there. We can transition this into making it a space where we can rate posts, like organize a rate on bigger accounts.
Exactly. You're coming up here to fucking complain. That's not helping anything.
Yeah.
If you sold your valid bags already, just leave, man. Like, come on.
You straight. You got it.
This sort of shit doesn't make sense what's happening right now, and y'all not helping opening a space to fucking complain.
I mean, we're getting it.
No, we're just trying to get some pointers on how to make it better there, Val. That's all. Like, we're just trying to get a better direction on, you know, how to make everybody comfortable when they go to the TG and stuff like that. That's all. I'm not selling my bag. I believe in the management team here, and I totally 100% believe this is going to be a billion-dollar project. But that doesn't happen overnight. We all know that. But we just got to make it a little more clear that when you go into a TG, it's a positive environment. That's all. So I get your point too. You know,
can we say that, like, there's a lot of confusion happening right now, bro? Since that whole website was taken over last night, shit just went into shits. And you've seen everybody that's been attacking this project see the potential because of who's been posting. ESPN fucking used their meat on the fucking national television.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was crazy.
Friggin' crazy. Yeah, it's awesome.
Fear of what could possibly happen. And we don't need to come on spaces complaining about TG. We need to make this community stronger and continue shilling. Shit that's been done right now has never been done. What I mean, we never seen Doge on fucking ESPN. When have you ever seen Chiba on unless it's pumping to billions? That's the only way. And we are seeing our meme on television at 6 million fucking market cap, and we're here complaining. Guys, this is a fucking opportunity. This is an opportunity of a lifetime.
You got it straight, man.
Start making it more positive.
Yeah, 100%.
Please, I don't want to hear this in the space. Like, this is the opportunity.
Absolutely.
Guys.
This is the place to be positive.
Everybody right now. Because the Futters are winning. The Futters are winning. Because they're allowing us to come up here and talk about negative shit, man. Let's not do this. We have a gem right here. Everything is fucking fine.
And take the look on the transactions, guys. Actually, if something would be wrong, the people who are owning like 60, 70K of fine, I'm talking about US dollars, would not do the buys for another 3K, yeah? That would be fucking insane. So in my opinion, the food is actually really coming from the taxes that bought us in on the high. And guys, I don't want to go with some kind of conspiracy theories because it's not about that. But that's true. Let's keep TG really positive. And that's the key goal for us. Let's smash the Twitter. And please, if someone can ask, because right now I cannot, please just do some kind of the pinned post with major tweets that we really should shield.
Yep.
And those as a task. Because in my opinion, if everyone from our community, we have fucking 10,000 users, if everyone would click once on one post, guys, that cannot be unseen.
Absolutely, I'm with you on that. We should all organize shilling on posts, sharing everything, getting the hashtag out there. We've seen it with Pepe before, where we have billions of tweets weekly going out. We went absolutely crazy on Pepe, so we can do better on this. We've learned from that. We can take that strategy and move it on to the next.
Everything is fine, guys. This might be a way to try to shake you guys out your fucking bags. Don't let them do this. Okay? This is a strong community. Strong community, bro. Let them, do not let them shake us out, guys. Let's keep this fucking floor. The guy said we have two other major exchanges. Like, since that whole, like, the strength of the news and stuff that's coming out is the reason why we're getting so much flooded and deep potential, guys. Do not let them shake you out. Hold the floor, wait for more news that's coming, and let's melt these motherfucker faces, bro.
Yep, let's get it. If we all,
and guys,
if we all could make a tweet right now covering hashtag fine, $fine, put it on Twitter, share with your friends, make your friends make a tweet, retweet, like everything that you can find. Make that hashtag trending on Twitter in your country, in your continent. Make it happen, guys.
And also we should pin the webpage, the official webpage to the Dex Tools, guys. Sorry, not the webpage, the Twitter. Because there is also some other Twitter which is basically a scam on tokens. So that would be nice if indexed, we would have a proper Twitter space also connected.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yo, hi everyone.
What's up, Cyber?
Oh guys, I'm looking the old photo what she make these guys and yeah, the people, the new people is carrying off him, but yeah, this is DeFi. If you know, you know. But everything is fine for me.
Everything is fine. That is true.
Yeah.
We're all fine. The amount of times you use the word fine per day is already making this meme a thing.
Yeah. It's so, because a lot of people in crypto don't know how it's work, you know. He will shake it so ready, and yeah, he will check 2 weeks later, and he see, ah, oh, fuck, I sell it. He make it 200x, and me, I like an idiot, I sell it. Yeah, you are a fucking idiot.
For some reason, bro, I just think all of this is a conspiracy. First, when the website happened, they knew that would have caused a panic.
For sure, yeah.
Right? Definitely they knew that. And then this morning, wake up to Smurf pumping and Pepe pumping. Mm-hmm. That was coordinately done so people could fucking start selling their bags as well. But trust me, guys, this is all coordinated. They are all against Lord Keck. And they're trying to make it seem like Pepe or... You see Smurf pumped and is quickly starting to dump again. And then Pepe's continuously...
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it even had me thinking after last night's PC and... because people want to transfer their Pepe into Fine. Like, this is coordinated, so the Pepe price goes up so they can get more Fine for their money.
And then they scare you guys thinking, oh, shit, Pepe's about to moon. Fine is going down. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's
coordinated, and you guys, bro. I want to do a quick shout-out. Be sure to retweet and everything. Also, like... the Twitter spaces, follow Crypto Presale on Twitter and make sure that you share this with everyone so they can join and know about everything that we're speaking right now. It would be much appreciated if you go head over to the website, check out our articles as well. Crypto Presale, we put in the work for you guys just so you can get every crypto news out there.
Hey guys, what's up? So I didn't get a chance to, I was hoping we got to host this in the Telegram room. We have a substantial amount of members in there, but something I noticed and I want to touch on real quick, a lot of investors are overlooking, and this is something we probably need to put a tweet together and show that ESPN video really to the Twitter world and just really educate people of just how massive that is. That's something that you don't see in this space, and this is something that really needs to go public where people can really gravitate and understand what this means for this token, because, you know, somebody just touched on this a while ago. You don't see that. And for that to be on ESPN, you know, I thought to myself, you know, we're in the infinite stages of Fine and you're sitting at such a low market cap. But to see it be televised, a lot of people don't realize the magnitude of what that can actually do. It's a domino effect. So just because you don't see it right this
second, it's huge, yeah.
Doesn't mean... But I have the effect of it because it's massive in the U.S. And there is a lot of U.S. traders that are going to be trading this token. And it's really about gravitating and getting the word out. So if we can, we need to get a couple of those tweets out with that video, because that is massive and it will absolutely excel us to the next level once we start gravitating that and getting that out there so people can really understand. Because again, this is massive for this token.
Absolutely. Those, as well said, dear.
The only thing I have with PG is that they don't set up shields so we can raid it. That's the only thing.
Hey, guys. Well,
and I understand that, but the good thing about a Telegram is a lot of people, I'm not a big fan of Twitter, but the Telegram, you have so many people coming in and out, and you have so many people just come in and FUD the project, just to be FUDing in general, you know what I mean? Whether they want you to exit your position so they can get in cheaper, because they see the magnitude of where this is going. And I think everybody can contest of the direction this token is going, especially by seeing it on ESPN and stuff. You know, that speaks volume. You can FUD a lot of things, but when you see something televised, you know, that's volume.
Absolutely. Hey, guys.
That speaks for itself. So I just like the Telegram just because you can control the FUD a little better, and you can educate investors that are coming in that really don't know much about the project or what's really going on. And you have an opportunity to speak to those individuals and help educate them along the way. So it's really important to note that as well.
Hey, guys. Hey, Crypto. Hey, Zed. Hey, everyone.
Hey, everyone.
I love you all, guys. How are you? It's me, the artist. Fucking crazy guy. But guys, all what I want from all of you is let's think about it and let's try to make everyday spaces. Everyday spaces.
I'm down.
In my opinion, this is something pro. If you are going to
make
stay
sure to retweet
every day,
the space too, get everyone in on your timeline. Make sure the everyone's here. Just
exactly
retweet right now, guys. Bro. I want to see retweets of this space. Make this broad,
guys. This is the next level. Elon Musk just give you the chance to be here and to share everything. Like, imagine that 10 years ago, nobody was having something like this, you know? So we have the best gun in for us in our position right now. And let me tell you something. If this project is going to have the biggest FUD in the world, it means that we are so fucking big. Because let me tell you the truth. Nobody in this world is not interested about your money, or if you lose the money or something, you know? They all the time have an interest. The interest, it can be like that. For him to get you in his project, like this guy, or for him to make you to sell and he's going to buy lower. This is the reality. Nobody is going to lose his time to go in another Telegram and project to stay every day to start to FUD you. Nobody. Nobody is interested about your money. They want something. They are interested in something, and the FUD is very big because they want something for us. They know what's coming. This is the reality. I was having a lot of people I know, and I saw a lot of people who are trying to FUD also Pepe everywhere, also in my country, everywhere. And what did he do? He did Binance and 1.8 billions. It's the same, guys. It's the same. If you are thinking, I'm going to ask you something right now. Do you have time to go on Solana project, let's say, or XRP project and FUD? You don't have time. Just if you have an interest. So this is me. I love you all, and I hope you understand what was the game here.
Thank you. Thank you, artists. Those were some great, great wise words for the crypto space. We're happy to have you on board. Now let's just focus on positivity and make everything happen. I'll retweet the Twitter space, get everyone on here, and make sure you make a tweet with hashtag fine, $fine. Get your friends, family, all to invest. Get them all in the space. And we're going to do this daily from now on, guys.
Hey, thank you, Crypto Presale. This is Ed speaking. I agree with most of you here, whoever spoke before, and thank you. One point I want to touch on is the hashtags and the quality of the tweets. Yes, we are retweeting, we are liking each other's tweets. However, let's keep this hashtag trending. I'm not the finest artist or the best graphic designer. Just YouTube, anything you can put and can help this project, definitely with your hashtags, it will bring attention. Absolutely. We are just in the beginning here. Conspiracy?
Can I add to that?
Yes or no? Yeah, please.
When you guys are also using those hashtags, please, please make sure to tag the actual find Twitter page. It makes it a lot easier for somebody to actually find the project versus just actually seeing the hashtag.
Absolutely, spot on. Just add the correct Twitter page. Absolutely, good point. Another thing, you speak language. Make it trend in your region. Bring your friends, even if they don't need to invest. Just educate them. I will myself, I will dedicate some time today. I'll put a video with all the catalysts that happen. We are small now. We are very volatile at the 6 million market cap. Later on, any fad, as the artist said, when we go above 200, 300, 400, 1 billion, it won't shake us much.
Exactly.
So let's stay strong and let's answer the Telegram, whoever is active there. Let's answer them, educate them, create a piece, put it on Word, spin it from the laptop, write it in your note on the phone, spin it, keep some answer and just paste it as a picture. It doesn't take from us, and we will do it together. Thank you.
I have another one that we can touch on. We should create three hash. There's no way I just got banned from the main chat.
Hey, guys, I just also put a tweet up in the Jumbotron. If you can, everybody go retweet that. I'm going to start looking and retweeting some of your all's tweets as well. Again, it's all about exposure. The more eyes that see the project, the more we capitalize on that in the space. So I'm going to go be retweeting some of your all's tweets as well.
Yo, guys, can you all ask in the main chat if they can unban my account? I've been banned for hosting a community space, which is weird to me. We were just talking about that. The moderators are not doing a great job.
Just did.
No, they need some more mods in there for sure. They're struggling with that. They can't keep up with the FUD that's going on in there now, so they definitely need to allocate some more moderators to come in and be able to handle some of the FUD that's going on in there and to keep it clean. A lot of investors that come in, they have to realize you get a lot of people from these exchanges that are coming into the Telegram, and these people have no knowledge or no clue of what's going on. Some people may not even have touched a Telegram. You know, there's people from ESC that watch that are going to be looking into this token. And if they come in there and they see FUD and they get scared off, then that scares an investor away. So definitely we need to try to get to see if we can get them to get more mods.
Sorry, Dirhan. Timo, do you have what's the name? I think you don't have a
Twitter now. I'm changing that as we speak.
Yeah, trying to put it because they can't find also. Yeah.
Thank you so much for asking all that. Go ahead. Whoever was talking, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Dirhan was talking. I see also running here. Yeah, guys, you are so amazing. And this is why I want you all here to stay on Spaces, because this is fucking something different. I'm done with staying in Telegram and waiting for fathers to come and speak. I swear, if in my opinion, if it was me, I was closing the Telegram and everything was moving here. I swear, I don't like Telegram because they can't directly come there and make a lot of food. And there are some people who doesn't understand, and also there are people who are writing me in private and ask me, what do you think? Because I'm so scared. Boys, if you are going to stay every day there in the Telegram or in the chart, and you are going to see all these things, then you are going to have a problem. If you are going to take a little bit back, go take your life. You have your life. Go out. Go eat. Go eat healthy. Go make sport. And don't stay every day here. Because look, this guy, Lord Kick, just show you that he has everything. He has everything to make it. So, yeah.
Bro, I said one thing. Satoshi made the Bitcoin. Ryoshi made Chiba. And now we have the Lord of the Meme. Full trust to this man. He has a proven record of things. He promised the community. We are 15 days, 4 exchanges. We were on the TV. And it's a big deal, as you said, guys. I'm not from the US. You confirmed that it's a big deal there. So trust that. One fine is equal one fine. It's equal a dollar amount, yes, we know, but we are 15 days. So wait, be patient. If you can top up, look at the balance you have, because one day you will be on top 5,000 plus holder whales.
Yeah, and a crypto pre-sale, I think nobody banned. I think it was just automatically.
Absolutely, and I want to touch on that again. For many that don't know about the... just how big it is for the ESPN. You have almost 35 million people that watch that. which is massive again in the U.S. So I stress that because a lot of people don't realize the magnitude of actually how hard it is to be televised with a token. You know, not just anybody can make this happen. And to see that this token has been televised in a short amount of time should tell you guys that there is unlimited potential here. When you start talking about unlimited potential, you know, talk about the exchanges, but really focus on the fact that they've been televised in what, a week and a half on ESPN with over 35 million people that watch that. Now, if we push that narrative and we get those tweets out to people so they can see this, can you imagine what a FOMO it would cause to this project? So everybody that's in here, I'm going to encourage you. I'll do one myself. If we could, can we post that that video in the Jumbotron? And everybody should go retweet that and put some really big tweets out and tag ESPN as well, because this is really massive, guys, for this token. I don't think a lot of people don't really understand the magnitude of what this can actually do. This is a utility itself that can absolutely take this coin to a whole new level. So definitely make sure that if we can, let's get that video on the Jumbotron and let's all bust that and retweet it, because it's huge for this token.
I agree with that. Community is 100% the best utility that we have with this project or any project.
Yo, I'm thankful because it was this deep, because I bought 4 times. Yeah, during the whole fear and something like this, I like it. For me, it's a pleasure. For other guys, it's not a pleasure.
Guys, can I do one request? I've been banned from the main Telegram for hosting this space, apparently. So if you guys can all ask if I could be unbanned, that would be highly, highly appreciated. Is there anyone here that wants to have their voice heard? You can request. I see another request coming in. Okay. Coin Token, what's up? You have the right of speech now. Rodney, Valo, anyone here that wants to talk, wants to have their voice out.
Hello, guys. You were embedded a few minutes ago.
We are fine. Can someone pin the ESPN video?
Yep.
So we can start rewriting it.
Let's pin it up there. Hold on. You guys, I'm going to do a final request. Once again, I am banned from the main Telegram for hosting this space. I don't think it's fair. If you guys can help me get unbanned, that would be highly appreciated.
Okay, I'm about to read it and tell them to unban me.
The votes is lagging. That's why. I don't know. Because I was banned also, and because he posted somebody from Bossy, because they have a new project or something like this, and I write scam, and he deleted the post, and my scam word is there, and automatically I was banned.
Yeah, it's the moderators are not doing a great job. I'm not trying to be negative about them at all, but it's just... Oh, I'm still banned from the group. Hold on.
Everyone's trying to get you unbanned there, Crypto Presale. I'm in there right now.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. The effort. Yeah, like it's important that we keep doing this for the community. Like new investors can come in here, ask questions. We can help them out. It's not about negativity at all. We don't want any negativity in one of these calls, like Valo was saying earlier. This is not to complain about anything. We just want to keep this rolling, get the positive vibes in, and help the ones who need it.
I think you're unbanned now, Crypto.
Spaces are much better for that. TG is not the place for people to come and ask questions. So spaces.
Everybody that can, go smash that tweet on the Jumbotron. I just posted that live video of the ESPN. So everybody go retweet that. The Polish comment. Let's smash that. Hey. It's really important.
Hey, bro, you are unbanned. It still says that I'm banned when I try to join. Is there anyone who can send me an invite, like?
So maybe you have to go back through the portal.
I'm in there right now.
Okay, so I know I had the same issue the other day. The bot could just be behind, so give it a little bit.
Because when I try to join, it still says you're currently banned. So just give it a little time, you would say. All right. Yeah.
Okay, guys, I'm leaving. Stay strong. Let's do this often. Let's be in this together. I've seen it before. We will see it, but this time it will go very, very far, and it will make noise. And let's full trust to the Lord of the Memes.
Absolutely. It's great having you here. Bye-bye. Is there anyone here that wants to let their voice known to the community? We all want to hear your guys' opinions. We all want to hear everything. Just keep on tweeting Vine. We need to be trending everywhere. It's like the ESPN video is extremely bullish. I don't think half of you guys understand how big and how powerful that actually is. So,
hey, is that video on the ESPN last night is real?
Yep, that is real.
Wow.
They took their time and their effort to support this token, which is crazy. So we're making big waves right now. Does anyone here have any questions, anything related to Fine, anything related to investing? You can ask me, you can ask in the chat. I'm pretty sure there's people out here that's willing to help you. Are there any video requests that I can make? Is there anything unclear? We can all just talk about it. Let's make it a good time. If anyone here that's just a listener and wants to speak up, just request your voice and I'll be sure to have you up here. We're going to make these spaces daily. We're going to make sure that you guys feel heard. We're going to make sure that the moderation gets fixed in the group and that everything gets addressed so we as a community can stay strong and we can support Fine throughout the journey that we have laid in front of us. We're all going to do this together. And the only effort we can make is together, because at the end, we're a decentralized project. So that means that we're driving this as the community goes on. So the biggest point that we need to have straight is that our community is straight and that our community is welcoming and loving. And that's all there is. Like, without the community, this project would not exist and there would not be any prize action. So you guys just need to remember to stay positive, help each other, be there, and chill Twitter like crazy. I just gave Jones the word. Hi, Jones. How are you? Jones just requested to speak. Is there anything you would want to say, Jones?
Yeah, I'm assuming this was probably already touched on, but I guess just double checking since
Go ahead.
I just tuned in. But I saw last night that the same person who was doing the Binance news posts and promoting Fine last night did a Binance post FUDing Fine and just trying to, I guess, figure out what that's about.
Yeah, I saw that too. I don't think we've really figured out how that could happen or why that happened. So it's just important to keep your eyes out to people who are trying to turn their back on us. At the end of the day, it's not about FUDing. It's about looking beyond the FUD, and we're trying to move on from that. At the end, we have a beautiful article written about us that they're accumulating coins. So,
is it just paid articles, and we paid to have one promoting Fine, and then someone paid to have one FUDing Fine?
I cannot give you advise you on that. Give you a straight answer for that. I do not have the correct information.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
Hi. Can you
yep,
listen?
Yep, we can hear you.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to be in this project. I'm in crypto for some time now, and what I've been seeing, there's this started out of something that was complicated because Pep was a very complicated situation. So this, all this kind of fraud and turmoil, I think is supposed to happen because it was actually something big. But what I can see, or I can feel at least for me, is that the way these people work and the things they have achieved, and I feel very comfortable in my investment here, honestly. It will take time. That is normal. But also, if it didn't take time, if it wasn't difficult, everybody would be rich by now, you know, because there was no stress. You put $100 and you get like $1 million, and everybody would like, that is impossible. Without markets, no matter if it's decentralized or traditional finance, are all emotions. And you have to understand what kind of emotions are you able to deal with. And so this will be difficult, of course, but at the end of the day, I think the people that can handle better this kind of emotions will be better at the end. I think this project will go without, with or without us here today, but it will go. And of course, for what I've been seeing the last days, the kind of it is hard to believe there is actually a coincidence that suddenly, after it's been launched, everybody posts this. It's hard to believe that it's full coincidence. So I actually believe there's higher powers working on this project. And I may be wrong because no one is sure of anything, but this is what I believe in right now. The team has been working really well, better than most I've ever seen in this MEM space, actually. So yeah, I think the thing is, community must get that focus on never look on the side and just keep doing what a good community does. It's spreading the word, being kind, being resilient to the fraud, but without losing our temper, because that is what makes us at the end feeling good and being great. So this is what I had to say, but I'm comfortable in here. Actually, I am.
Yeah, those were some great words. Thank you for having that. Like at the end, like I was saying earlier, it's really important to have this community and help everyone who's in there. Be sure to be helpful and nice to each other. Don't crank each other down on those questions, as some of you say, are stupid, but they're really not. They're new investors trying to do their best to understand the project, and they're getting cranked down on the second they join the group. So be sure to help everyone there. Is there anyone here that wants to say anything to the community? You can request. I have one request coming in from Rodney. I just gave you permission to speak, Rodney. What's up? How are you? How are you today, Rodney? I hope everyone is doing great today. I all want to say that the ESPN post from last night is extremely, extremely bullish. We were featured on TV, and I don't think you guys understand the potential of that yet, and also how big that is. As the coin right now, or the token is, it's extremely small, and to have ESPN feature the coin on their TV show and their program, it's extremely bullish. So you guys should all check out that post. Be sure to retweet this Twitter space for tonight, as we can gain a lot of traction with that. Get everyone you know to hop on the call. Be sure to tell them about Fine. Be sure to tell them about Crypto Presale and the articles that we have. Let's share some unbiased news, guys, and be sure to always do your own research and check out communities before you start investing. It's just really important that you guys feel connected to a project like we do with Fine. If there's anyone in the community that wants to raise their voice, let me know. I will have you on here. Feel free to say anything. We're going to do these spaces every single day up until the voice chats are open in Telegram. So feel free to raise your voice or request your mic to be open. Everyone here probably has something nice to say. We have Rodney here. How are you, Rodney? We have Deer Hunter. He had some nice words back a few minutes ago. How are you, Deer? Still here? Just listening, just tuned in.
I am here, brother. I'm just doing some research and just really going to give some more insight about the token and tell some people that I know about it as well. Really want to do some due diligence to make sure that, you know, it checks all the boxes. I do have a huge bag, and if I continue to see the value that I see right now, then I'll put another 20 ETH in it. So I'm definitely bullish on what I see on the project. And that ESPN video, I mean, it's nothing short of amazing, to be honest with you, from just everything that I'm reading right now and the research that I'm doing. All the stars line up. The market cap, I'm not even concerned about market cap. I think if you're in here right now, you have to know where this is going. There's no question in my mind.
Yep, you're absolutely right. That's crazy. If you look at the volume, some of the bigger tokens, the bigger coins, the greatest names among those are not even pulling these volumes off that we're pulling off with the amount of holders that we have. So it's crazy to think that in such a short time, we're already crushing numbers that other tokens are dreaming of. So it's extremely bullish for what's to come.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm going to go on mute here for a minute because I'm doing some more research, but I am going to tell some more people about this token that brings more people aboard.
Yep, with me. That's great. All right. It seems I'm unbanned in the Telegram again. Once again, thank you guys for all the efforts trying to get me unbanned. We're just doing our best to host these spaces for you guys. This has been requested a lot. If any of you guys have any recommendations, requests, be sure to send them over and I'll see if I can implement that for you guys. It's important to give the community what they need. I have not seen mad effort from the moderation team and all that stuff. They have done a lot of effort now trying to unban me, but we need some community members to step up, have their voice out there. So Fine is getting bigger and bigger. Be sure to retweet this space. Check out Crypto Presale. Check out the videos that I make for you guys. It's all with love. It's all to share the crypto and make Web3 more widely available to you guys. It's all education. So be sure to retweet. I want to see retweets coming in. If you have any interesting finds, you're doing research at the moment, pin them up here and we'll have a talk and discuss about it. So if there's more requests, if anyone wants to speak here, let me know. I'm all up for it. We have bull time. I just added you. All right, Bull Time. How are you? Do you have anything nice to say, Bull Time? Anything interesting to share? Some love you want to have with the community? We have chat coming up as well. As Cyber once again.
Hi.
Thank you, Cyber, for coming on. Is there anything you want to share with the community?
Yeah. I checked it now, the Jake Gagain. And he made a video about 2 hours ago. And he said, I'm about to sell all my Pepe.
Okay.
Maybe we can go there and make some retweets. It's about Fine or something like this, you know?
Yep. That's very interesting because yesterday they told us they were going to release the portal to switch over Pepe to Fine. So
It's interesting to see those bigger guys talking about selling Pepe, because at the end Pepe is going to come to an end now.
That's the point.
If you guys can all share the space in the group chat as well, so I don't look too spammy out there. We want to have a lot more people in there. If you can take a little bit of your time to share the space, just share the link in there. It would be highly appreciated. This, we want anyone and everyone from this to join our space, to have a little talk with us, to have a good time. Hold on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yes, I can hear you full time.
Hey.
What is up?
Thanks for letting me up here and say some.
This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
Words.
Absolutely not. Sure.
Yeah. First of all, I totally agree with you guys when it comes to the Telegram and being polite and nice to people, because right now the team and the community is working very hard to bring new people in, and it's our job as a family to educate and give information to the new people, right? So it's like, it's similar to, like, let's say you see a new restaurant, it looks nice, and you come in there and you don't know anything about the menu, so you expect to get help. So it's not like, okay, if you ask for a certain dishes and then the waiters can say, hey, can you fucking read this menu, right? So right away, you, even though the restaurant looks nice, you get out right away. So it's the same thing with Fine. The project looks amazing and it's very bullish, but when new people come in to the Telegram, then we have to be nice and polite, and if they have any questions, we have to help them right away instead of, hey, can you check pin. Some people, they don't have time to check pin, right? So we have, when they ask question and they get, we have kind of 10 seconds to sell and make sure they are there and be a part of a Fine family. So my point is, I totally agree with you guys that we have to be nice and polite and keep the chat healthy and have good vibe, basically.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for your words. That was good to hear that everyone has sort of like the same opinion on all of this. We want to have a lot more people here in the space that can provide some positivity just like you did. So thank you for that. Be sure to retweet, like the space. Be sure to check out Crypto Preso once again. And I want you guys to share this in the group chat so we can have a lot more people on here. We have our friend B-Fine, our absolute friend, cranking down on the space. He does not want us to succeed. At the end, he's still going to be my friend because he's in the family of Fine. We're never going to talk down on anyone. So just be sure to love everyone in the space just like I do, even though I get cranked down on. It doesn't matter, guys. It doesn't matter at all. I'll come join the space. We need a lot of people in here. It's just important to get all of you guys to hear the community. It also connects us even more than just talking in the group chat, because now we get to hear everybody's opinion first on. Is there anyone here that wants to request to speak? I'm out here hosting this space, but I cannot keep this doing alone. Obviously, I need some speech partners. I need some people to talk to resonate with. So if anyone here wants to speak, then it would be highly appreciated, and we can keep the ball rolling. As it comes to news, we don't have much coming out at the moment. We know that we have a swap coming out right now, which previous investors of Pepe can use to swap over to Fine, which is totally fine, of course. And we're going to use that, or they're going to use that for
to keep the game fair, as there's people with their heart and money still in Pepe trying to swap it over for Fine, and we can get some traction. And I think the price coming down with Pepe going up is actually coordinated, because then people can sell Pepe at a higher profit and buy Fine at a lower price, trying to swap it over, trying to transition into Fine. So it could all be on track. So don't let these prices scare you, because even if we move a zero, the chart would be completely flat from what you see right now, and all this price action would even matter at all. The prices your guys are getting into right now is still extremely early. We're below 10,000 holders. We're below 6,000 holders even. We're so early. And for what there is to come, this is extremely bullish. So don't let the price output you right now. Everything that you can grasp, everything that you can grab right now from the coin is just extremely important. And be sure to check out Crypto Presale once again. We're sharing unbiased and unparalleled news with you guys. So so you guys get it right on uncut news without someone's opinion in there. It's just important that that we share the most up-to-date news with you guys. Check out our latest videos. If anyone here wants to speak, then let me know. I'll be more than happy to have you up here. If you guys can all share this in the chat, that would be highly appreciated. We need more people in here talking. It's important to get our community members into space. Right now, the chat is also a little slow, I think, because you guys are in here too. So if you can get your friends, your family, go sit next to your mom, talk about Fine with her, talk to your grandma, talk to your brother, your sister, get them all on board and share positivity about it, because that's what we're all about. I need more people that want to speak here, the Fine community, some Fine guys that want to raise their voice. I already have some speakers up here. Is there anyone here that wants to share some positivity with the community? Just request the mic. Then we have Valo coming in. Add as a speaker. I'll give you the right of say. What's up, Valo?
What's up, man?
How are you? Yeah, we need some more speakers in here, just like you, sharing the positivity. You really turned this around, so I'm happy to have you here, bro.
Yeah, I just had to put my little daughter to bed, take a little nap, but I'm back. I just want to say, whoever is able to look at charts, just change it to the daily time frame and look at where the support sits. If that doesn't give you a little bit more confidence, I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
Look at the daily time frame, guys.
And as I said earlier, once the price starts going up, the entire thing would be flat, and you guys wouldn't even be bothered by the chat or by the chart right now. So don't worry. Everything will plan out. And the chart that you're seeing right now is not representable to what you're going to have later on.
You know, you know, when everybody speaks about Chiba, people say, oh my God, I wish I had bought Chiba in November 2020 and stuff like that. But I wonder how many would have had the guts to buy Chiba when it was completely down and people were trashing it and people were not believing in it. And, but people did buy, you know, some people did buy, you know, because they believed, they bought a little bag or whatever and they left it there. And so those are the ones who now are the Shiba OGs and stuff like that. But it takes a little bit of confidence. It takes a little bit of training and practice and, to go in when nobody goes, because that's what makes people, it's not only sentences, because we are already, all of us have listened to them, like buy when there's blood in the streets, when nobody's looking, then you go and buy and stuff. But then people don't do it. And that's why people most of the times don't get actually these huge mega pumps, you know. But it's okay. Not everybody has to be this kind of investor. Some investors would rather have like 2Xs. They buy Bitcoin, they buy Ethereum. It's okay. And I think it's a great strategy also. And you should combine actually the strategies. But it's easy to say, oh, I wish I had bought. Did everybody that says this would really had bought if they were there and they were looking at it. I said, this is the time, this is the same thing. People are worried because we go from 10 million to 6 million to 5 million to 4 million, whatever, you know, and a million. But then what matters is it's where you see of the project, where you see of the community growing no matter what, of the holders growing, the devs working and actually doing what they say. And sometimes they do it and then say it. And so that's what makes me confident. That probably what was making Ryoshi was making people confident, like Keck is making people confident by his attitudes, his actions, and the team actions, because it's not only a person, of course, it needs a team. And when FUD comes, I don't care. It's always like that. But it's an individual decision based on some, you know, facts and see things that you see. You need to go see beyond the price. And if this price scares you, put the money you don't need for your bread and go and touch the grass and do your stuff and go and have dinner with friends and have fun and let the money there. And then don't worry about it. Come once in a while and click some tweets, a lot of tweets, so you can spread the word. And that's all. That's all.
Yeah, thank you for your words and positivity and clearing some things up for us. It was nice to have you on here, for sure. We have... like that. Yep, we have you up here now. Let's see, you see. Is there anyone else here that wants to share their message? We have Tommy Docs coming up.
Life is ready to tell.
Ooh. What's up, Tommy? Tommy, is there anything you want to say?
Thanks for having me up. I basically my first 6 months in crypto, I spent once I figured out how to, you know, get into the newer tokens, I spent chasing. Lost a lot of money chasing and fees and everything else, trying to get that 48-hour turnaround like everybody else. And I didn't realize, I didn't see, you know, the difference in the market. I got in at the very end of the bull run the last time, and everybody else was knocking it out of the park during the bull run. So, you know, we need to remember that the market is completely different now. We need to remember that when we take a loss, we're taking a loss not only in the fees for the transactions, we're taking a loss more than likely on the asset itself, as we, you know, as we're trying to get out of it, because everything is going down. It's not just us. It's everything is going down. I mean, this morning there was $50 down on the asset for Ethereum. You know, and Ethereum is going to drag everything else down with it. So just remember, whatever you got into it, more than likely, if you're trying to chase something else, and you don't know anything about it, you don't know the team behind it, you don't know what it's capable of and the effort that's being put into it, you're probably just hurting yourself in the long run. So, I mean, you got to put your faith in something, and you might as well be on an educated guess rather than just a whimsical jump. So, thanks. That's it.
Nice one. Thank you for having your word up, for sure. We got some more guys coming in. Unfortunately, some of your speakers I got to remove because you're not talking, and we need more people coming up here.
I'm going to step down and give you some space, all right?
All right, Valo. Thank you. And we have... and Crypto Sneeko coming in. If you guys want to talk, you're all allowed and authorized to speak now. I just want to say Crypto Presale is not affiliated or partnered with Fine Token in any shape or form. We're just doing this as we like the community.
We're also not part of the team. We're just doing this out of our own effort. So if you guys want to check out Crypto Presale and our videos, that would be highly appreciated. Be sure to retweet the space and all of our tweets. And yeah, we love you guys.
Hello, how y'all doing today?
What's up?
Can y'all hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
Yeah, man, I would like a little help from the community. My name is Stavo, and y'all probably know me from my PFP as being Jordan Belfort laughing with the mod glasses on. And
what?
For some
can
reason,
you say that again?
Y'all probably know me from the community with the Jordan Belfort. You know, he's laughing Wolf of Wall Street with the mod glasses on.
Yeah.
I be talking kind of positive in the community. Been helping push the community since 3 million. And for some reason, I just got blocked in all the chats. Like, I don't understand why. I like to have some help from the community to get me back in the chat because I can watch my investment.
And you are talking about
what's
the Vine.
What's your ad?
Huh?
You're talking about
what's
the Vine.
Your ad?
My ad is CEO underscore Stabby. STABI. I mean, they blocked me in the meme channel. They blocked me on both of my accounts in the main chat. I don't understand why they doing that. I haven't said nothing negative. I haven't been spamming. I only been pushing. Y'all know if y'all know my PFP.
Yeah, I just see that he's trying to unban you. So don't worry, you're going to get back in soon. He's trying to unban you. Once again, I want to say everyone here in the chat, I am not partnered, and we as Crypto Presale are not partnered affiliated with the token, so we are not part of the team. We cannot unban or do anything about that. We cannot say or give you proper information about the project. We're just on the same page as you guys. We're just hosting this because we like the community. Other than that, we don't have any benefits. We're not affiliated or partnered with Vine Token.
Yeah. Hello, Crypto Presale.
Yep. What's going on?
Yeah, I remember you from yesterday night. From my side, it was a night. I remember you spoke a lot yesterday when you asked Lord Cake a few questions.
True, yeah. Oh, you were there. Cool.
Yeah, you're doing so well. I really appreciate that you put this up. It's fantastic.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Quite a lot of community members are worried because even with the positive news going on, is not impacting on the price. And of course, that's worrisome. I agree with a lot of members. I've been putting up messages in the group to show my support for the project. Yeah, so I don't know. Is there a way we can send some messages from here to Lord Cake? Because I think the issue we're having right now is there are quite a lot of enemies that are trying to make sure that this project doesn't go so far.
Yeah.
They are fooding.
I think at this point of the thing, it's not that important what's happening. I think the catalyst is what makes this project thrive. And of course, the community is the biggest part of this, as we are really, really the gas of the wagon. In as per se, we just need the community to be straight, and then eventually the project will be straight too. But we know with Lord Cag backing up this stuff, his development team and his connections in the space is just gonna go crazy if we compare it to what he's done before. Obviously, we cannot give guarantees on that. I'm also not trying to suggest anything. It's just plain news that I'm putting out here. It's important for you guys to just stay strong as a community and help each other, be there, share valid information. Don't share any miscommunication, misinformation, as that will not help us. If you do it yourself and you're invested in this, you're basically hurting your own wallet.
True. I agree with you. So I think it's important the community should know that we have been quite a lot of new members joining the group. When they ask for information, when they ask for clarity, please let us be nice to them. Don't let us start saying you should know this, you should know that. Not everybody is quite informed in the blockchain space. So when people ask questions, it's not because they want to fool, it's because they don't really understand what is going on. So please let us
be calm. Let us explain to them. Let us let them know this is where the project is starting from, and these are the challenges we are having, and this is the destination we are going to. Because when we just shut off people and say, oh, you should know this, stop fooding, some are just asking innocent questions, not because they want to food. So please, I'm using this medium to talk to our community members. Let us be calm. Let us be slow to anger. Let us try to carry everybody along. When new members come in, let us try to educate them. And we just don't get unnecessarily angry. We want to build this community to 20, 20, 50K, 60K members. And if we are going to achieve that, our threshold to anger has to be very low. Don't let us get angry so much. Let us try to educate people and make sure that they understand where we are coming from and where what the destination is. Thank you. That's what I have to say now.
Absolutely, man. Well said. Thank you for your kind words.
Welcome, bro.
What's up? Who's speaking? We have Aki coming up. Aki, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon, good day, good evening to everybody here.
For sure.
Thank you for letting me speak. You know, I've been in the crypto space for a long time, and, you know, I can support what the previous gentleman just said about trying to welcome all new members in and reduce the amount of maybe assuming that people know everything. So, yeah, definitely. Slow to anger is a great way to kind of just deliver information. And I think that if we achieve all that, it's great to help build our community because, you know, we're all in here to not only make money, but to associate ourselves with relationships and build foundations when it comes to people in the space. Because, you know, there's good and there's bad. And I definitely see, in my personal opinion, not financial advice, but Fine is going to do big things. Just from Lord Keke speaking, as well as his actions yesterday in wanting to give back $450. I think that's a great move. And, you know, the way he talks reflects experience as well as knowledge in the space. And excuse me. With that being said, I personally definitely believe in this community and in the project. And, you know, let's see where it goes. I mean, you know, we continue to see steps every day on this. And, you know, I want to see, you know, everybody that gets into the space, because remember, there's only 3 to 5% of the population is in crypto. So, you know, one of the things that he reflected on is saying that you would be able to have your mom or grandma just click 3 buttons and have them buy Fine. And I thought that was something that, you know, a lot of people could pick up on. And, you know, this means that he's trying to onboard people that may not be in crypto. So I think that's a great thing. And, you know, he's creating a culture of compassion when he says, listen, you know, something happened to you and I'm willing to give back, you know, that to you. And, you know, that's great. That demonstration helps to show what kind of environment or culture is being created here. So, you know, I definitely like to welcome everybody who's jumped into Fine, and I'm in the Fine community, and I definitely want to see it do big things. So, yeah, I agree in support of what he said is just, always understand, take everything with a grain of salt that this person may be new to crypto and we have to help educate the larger community. Thank you.
Thank you so much for speaking. You had some really valid points in there. I can tell that you've been in here for longer. So it was nice having you on here, for sure. If you have anything else to say, if you want to add anything, just let me know or just let the community know.
Thank you.
For sure. Maybe it's nice to touch on a little bit less Fine. I just want to hear you guys' story, how you got into crypto, what you've been through, your investments you've made. As we've not partnered up with Fine, we don't have to keep this pace completely on Fine. So it's also just nice to get the community to talk with each other and to speak with each other a little more. Maybe we can learn from each other. Let me know if there's anything you guys want to talk about. I can start up with my story. I started off in 2017 investing with a little, as little with $200. I started investing in some stupid coins, lost a lot of money, made a lot of money. It's just going up and down, been through the dust. And eventually I got so interested that I started to work for a small crypto company, crypto marketing from New Zealand. That's actually where my whole career started. I did marketing for several small coins, which I don't want to name the name of as I'm currently speaking from a business account. So that's not for me to share right now. So yeah, then I transitioned over into having my own agency, that didn't go as well. And now I'm fully committed to crypto presale, making this the biggest crypto news platform out here for sharing unbiased crypto news with you guys. So if there's anything you guys want to touch on, add on, I would let me know.
Yeah, I could share one or two things about my crypto experience.
Yeah, go ahead.
So yeah, I'm really very late into the crypto space. I think I joined towards the ending of 2020, 2021, beginning.
Right now.
So I'm a medical doctor.
Cool.
So I had money coming into the crypto space, and I've lost quite a lot of money. And why did I lose that money? The person that brought me into the space told me something that don't invest into the meme coins. You have to go for projects that have fundamentals, projects that are building, projects that are doing this, doing that. So even when I had around the beginning of 2021 and I knew Shiba was doing quite a lot of things, I didn't invest in it because my mentors that then warned me that I should never invest into meme coins. So I didn't want to go into Doge, I didn't want to go into SHIB. And SHIB was doing quite a lot of volume, was doing quite a lot of profit for people then. But because of what my mentor told me, I didn't go into any of the meme coins. And I think I regret that right now, because if I put like $1,000 in SHIB at January 2021, I know what I could have made by August. But I did not put any money into it because I didn't want to put any of my money in meme. So I put quite a lot of money in some fundamental projects. One of them, I will mention him, is Depo. I don't know if anybody here knows about Depo. I put money into Depo, and I think I put like about $500 into Depo, and it went as high as $40,000 profits. But I was
some good profits.
I was
man.
So
That's
like, okay. Yeah, it was really good. It was really good. But unfortunately, I didn't take profit because I believe in the technology. I believe in what Depo was building then. Then the bad guys came in and they messed up the whole project. Then I was in South Africa as at then. So I think I took about $10,000 profits towards the end. But Depo later changed his name to DeFi Arc. It's now DeFi Arc right now. As at then, I took my profits away. I wasn't doing anything with them anymore. But I'm just sharing this so that we can know that, yeah, it's good for us to invest in projects that have fundamentals, but there are quite a lot of opportunities in the meme coins.
Absolutely, yeah.
You can do quite a lot of them. I had a friend that made about $1 million last year. That's 2021 from Shiba. He made like about $1 million. And in my country, the ratio for dollars to naira is about 1 to 1,000 naira. So if you have $1 is equal to 1,000 naira for my currency. So imagine if you have made $1 million, convert that to your local currency. That's crazy money. That's billions. So I think Fine is giving us an opportunity to revisit that. And we are sure of what we know what .cake is doing. We know the challenges on ground. I'm not going to pretend as if I don't know what the challenges are. The challenges on ground, they are enemies, but it's so connected in the space. And I think if we can build a very beautiful and fantastic community, whatever we have missed in the previous bull, we could do so much more with this project. So I just want to share that.
Yep, that's well said, man. Thank you for your words. I think it's important for more people to share their story in crypto, as we can all learn from each other. So if anyone wants to raise their voice and tell their story, I'll add a little more about crypto. I'll add a little more about Crypto Presale. We're an unbiased news platform where we share most of the latest buzzes that are going on, and we're trying to stay as unparalyzed, or so paralyzed is obviously not what I was trying to say, unparalleled and unbiased as possible, so we can share news that you don't have to rethink about if this is real or fake. We're only sharing what's real out there. We fact check everything 1,000 times, and we make sure that everything that we put out is legit. Me, myself, I'm the head of content from CryptoPresale.com. All the outings I do, so everything you see online, is being through my hands and being selected. Be sure to retweet everything, like everything, and CryptoPresale.com will provide you with the latest and greatest unbiased crypto news. Is there anyone that wants to speak up today? Is there anyone here that wants to share their crypto story with me, that wants to resonate a little bit? We have some speakers in the group. You can all speak up. We have hunting coming up. Hunting is fine. The Hunter of ERCs is going to be added as a speaker. Yep, you can now speak.
Hi. What's can you hear me?
Yep, we can.
Hi. I just wanted to say hello. I'm sick right now. I got COVID, so I'm not gonna speak for too long.
It's all good, brother.
But thanks to COVID, I discovered this token, because it's been almost 2 years since I shitcoin hunted. Yeah, so thanks to COVID, I'm here.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, being bored in your room, being locked in the house will make you research a lot of things that you didn't think you were going to research in the first place. You will end up on different corners of the internet, so it's sometimes a good thing. And in everything bad, there's something good.
Yeah, that summarizes it pretty much.
Yep.
So I decided to just do some 3D models today. So, yeah, I had to help out somehow for the cause.
That's nice.
That sounds great, Hunting. So you did some 3D modeling of what? What did you make?
Oh, you can just click on my profile. You can take a look. It's better explained visually, but it's just a 3D model of the dog with some 2D fire behind him. And I posted them with music on my Twitter.
Okay.
But in the meme channel, you can take them without music, without anything, and you can edit them as you like to add some text on them, whatever, for any sort of marketing for this.
Okay, man, that's a great contribution, man. Definitely supporting the token. I think you're invested in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good work, man.
Thank you. So Crypto Presale, you don't have that. Oh, you have some following. But you're not that long in the space, right? With this profile as it is, you haven't been.
No, you're right. We've actually launched in July, and I got on board in August. I know the guys who are behind the website, and I'm the head of content now. As I'm doing the outing, I'm doing the videos, and actually posting everything online, basically managing the social media accounts and helping them get growing the platform along the way. So. Yeah, that's kind of the journey now. And as I said earlier, I've been in the crypto space since 2017. So I do have my knowledge. And I'm just carrying that along as I teach you guys how to invest and make sure that you guys stay safe out there.
Cool. So Fine is your client, or is it your investment? Or both?
what do you mean?
Like, if you were hired by Fine, or if you're doing it out of community sort of purpose.
No, like I said earlier, every now and then I'm saying it in this space as well. We're not partnered or affiliated by Fine. We're just riding the buzz. It's important that the community has been lacking someone that's speaking up. And I thought, yeah, me as my job is literally speaking up. Why don't I just jump in here and see if I can help the community a little bit? And it's just beneficial for both. It will grow the community. It will grow us as a company. So it was just a win-win situation. We've been acknowledged by LordCAC as well. for putting in the effort. So I think there's really nothing to lose. Like I'm investing the same time as I normally would in any other community, researching it before I make a video. So it's win-win. We're not partnered or affiliated, just doing this out of goodwill.
Yeah, that's really cool. I'm really glad there is a person like that, because I myself didn't really find all the information that the team said that there is, like, they did something. For example, like, sorry, the structure of the sentence is killing me.
I understand.
The LP tokens being burned, I was like, fuck, how do I even find that, you know? Because, like, it's been 2 years since I scoured the Etherscan.
Yeah.
So, so I found it, by the way. I have it on my profile because when you go on DexTools, it says liquidity isn't locked. Yeah, it isn't, but, you know, no one owns the liquidity pool tokens, so it is locked forever.
Yeah, which is exactly.
Even better than being locked, so because no one can take the rewards from all the trading, no one can pull the plug. Like, it's really cool what they did. It's just, it feels like they're a little bit stiff on getting all the details out there for like noobs who can't find anything to see, which I don't mean in a negative way. An average investor just doesn't know how to handle it. So,
that's true. And that's also like the struggles that you're having right here is where we want to touch on as Crypto Presale. We want to have new investors that are struggling to find things. We want to have new investors that are struggling to understand terms, to educate them online in a really simple video with a short attention span that you can just watch or show to your grandma even so she understands what you're doing. That's really what we would want to touch on with the community and what we're looking for. So if there's any video suggestions you guys want to see, you want to have touched, feel free to send me a message. I'm always up for listening to you guys.
Yeah, I will send you the Etherscan LP token burn link. So you can put that in your education of fine community at some point, or yeah, like in some sort of summary of facts that are proven. Because, you know, as you saw the amount of FUD, you know, that this is a rug and they're gonna, you know, whatever, like bullshit. And none of it was true up until now. They held up every single word they said. So I think it's just important to make a list of all the words that they held true to, you know, so no one can speak shit anymore, because we lack that sort of list with proofs.
Yep.
For new investors, because at the end of the day, it's still a shitcoin, you know. Even most shitcoins that made it are still shitcoins, and people are always going to be skeptical. So it's important to keep sort of like list of trust, you know, where people can verify everything that has been set up until now.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, it's just like, it's a strange world we're living in. I mean, like crypto, like a big part of the world's population think that you're doing something illegal. The other part knows that you can make money out of that. Your parents have zero clue what you're doing. It's just a very like blank space still. And we need more people, but mass adoption is happening right now. We need more people to be aware of that crypto is actually a valid thing and it's not something of good and bad.
Yeah.
Okay, Crypto Presale, I want to put you on the spot right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
So with Fine has listed on 4 exchanges right now, even though they are not like first year, but they are not bad.
Yeah.
Why do you think the price is going down? Why do you think so?
That's the thing, you know, like right now, as the coin is growing, we're growing as a community. We have other teams going on. They're all driving the price down. The holder count is going up and the volume is also still raising like crazy. So why it is going down, I have zero clue. I cannot tell you. Charts can do what they want.
That, my speculation on that.
Valo can obviously touch on that for sure.
The reason why, you see how he's saying he have all these whales and then exchanges that are already confirmed. You remember, they have to get an entry. So at some point, they got to shake the paper hands out.
Yep.
And that's my speculation on that point. And this hasn't been, and if you look at the daily time frame, it hasn't been pushed down past that support at all. Right in that range that we are right now, 5 to 6 million, they're accumulating, guys.
Yeah, but you can see that so with the value, with the volume going
up. How do we help the community members to navigate through this? Because a lot of them are paper-handing and they are so scared, they are being jits and all that. How do we help the community to navigate this very important phase?
That's hard when it comes to money for people to not get emotional. So that's something out of your control, out of our control as a community. So it's whoever is the strongest get most rewarded. Just think about it that way.
Okay. So Crypto Pre-Sale, are you there?
Yep, still here.
Okay, so do you guys invest for folks in your company? Do you invest for folks?
Invest in what?
Like, let's say in folks that want to invest in crypto, do you, like, do pools of funds for them to invest through your company?
No, we do not, actually.
So what do you guys really do?
We analyze, research the market and relevant topics. We fact check on everything in the articles that we make. We are sure that everything that's in the article is completely fact checked and backed. So we're not putting out news that has an opinion. That's also why we call our news unbiased. So we're just trying to get the news out there for you guys to read and know exactly that, okay, what I'm reading right now is valid. I don't have to go check myself. We just wanted to make it easy for new investors to figure out what is real crypto news and what is fake crypto news.
Okay, so if I'm an investor and I'm asking you about Fine right now, what will you be telling me?
Well, since we're not partnered or affiliated, I can only say what me as a person thinks. Like, I'm not saying this as Crypto Pre-Sale. I'm not saying this as Fine Token. What I think is that this is a very bullish project. I've been part of Pepe myself. I've seen what Lord Kak is capable of, and I think he can push that through in this coin as well.
Cool. Thanks. Cool.
I have a little bit of theory. Well, it's not a theory part of it anymore. He really wants the people that were affected by the Pepe sold off to be able to swap their Pepes in some sort of I'm not 100% sure, but they might make their own swap thing on their website.
That was confirmed already.
Yeah, it was confirmed. Yesterday. Okay. So you may know that it's platforms were launching a lot of meme coins in the last season and even during throughout this bear market. Maybe if Lord Kek is as well connected as he is, maybe he's gonna make a marketing play with the platforms swapping their Pepes for Fine. You know, it's all a stretch. I don't have this confirmed. It's just a stupid theory. But if I was a platform having a Pepe token with such a disputed dev team, then I would like to make some sort of a, how would you call it? Help me out, Crypto Pre-Sale.
Contribution?
some sort of like contribution of helping out of the stuck investors and also helping myself of getting more liquidity on my platform and more active users through something new, but at the same time, help out the old.
Well, what you're saying right here is exactly what Lord Kak and Rubber Down are working on right now. They want to make a swap where you can directly swap your Pepe tokens into Fine tokens to make it fair for investors who put their hard-earned money into Pepe to transition over into Fine. And I cannot tell you if it's going to cost any fee or any gas to do so. I'm assuming it will. But that's what they're aiming for right now to make it fair for everyone who was previously in Pepe.
I was going to suggest to Lord Kek yesterday that maybe this should not just be for Pepe alone. Probably it can be from other main project. Like earlier in the year, Bunk was a big thing. I remember I made some money from Bunk. Everyone was Bunk. If you're in the NFT space, you know Bunk. Mm-hmm. So there was quite a lot of noise around Bunk then. Everything died down. So I don't know if there's a way Lord K can work out something on all those major meme coins that people can convert to fine. That might help us drive a lot of volume. Yep. And that might make us to be known. Because what made Peppy and Bunk so popular was the people that founded Peppy and even Bunk, they had this NFT background. And in the theme, you can see them coming up with quite a lot of NFT-oriented mechanisms and PFPs and all that. Maybe we should adopt something like that. Yeah, even though we are not coming from the NFT space, the NFT right now is not as buoyant as it used to be. But there's something about NFT holders. They understand PFPs, they understand arts, they understand how you can drive something from nothing. I think that's the space we need to look at as a community and bring them into what we are doing with Fine.
Yeah, I think you're right. I just think it's something for later on, for further down the line. I think a lot needs to be addressed first before we can transition into doing something like that. Before, so yeah, it's just a community effort from now on, and we just need to see what the Fine team has in the pipeline for us and to what extent they can do everything that they're promising. But knowing Lord Cac with Pepe, everything that he says is going to be delivered. So,
True.
Yeah, and I also want to say something here too, if that's
for cool. Sure. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, for sure. So, essentially, like he's mentioned as well. I'm referring to Lord Cac. He's going to have CMC, trending. That's still going to occur. Big Get, their whole marketing package still has yet to occur. And right now we're experiencing an 80% downtrend from an all-time high, which is pretty common for meme coins. And if anyone in here is new for meme coins, guess what? It is going to be the most volatile place you can put your money. So if you're feeling like that feeling in your stomach of like, oh my God, I'm losing money, you're probably overinvested, and make that a lesson.
Yep.
To not overinvest and slowly dollar cost average. Don't throw everything in at one time. You have to average out. And this is essentially pretty normal for this market, especially for meme coins. Because again, it's the most volatile place you can put your money. But what's positive here is that we're holding this floor right around 5-6 million, which is actually insanely bullish, because meme coins, they go up and then they go straight down sometimes. But right now we're essentially consolidating at this level, and it's essentially an 80% retracement from that all-time high around 30 million. So in my eyes, I'm seeing it as a perfect play to accumulate, and we're going to see some marketing. We're going to see that trending, and watch, it's going to reverse. So
absolutely. That's well said. Seems like you have a lot of experience from the past too. If you go look at the chart of Pepe for reference, and you zoom to where that went, it went from 7 zeros to 6 zeros and then 60, where it is right now. If you were to put those perimeters on the Fine chart, you would see that the Fine chart is just one straight line. Does everything? So that means that everything that's happening right now really does not make a difference.
Exactly. And even Pepe right now is down, what, like 70% as well from its all-time exactly. high? It's just so common in meme coins, guys, especially in meme coins, just because a lot of people do play just on that emotion, which you shouldn't do at all, or else you're probably going to lose your money. Make a plan. Write it down. Say, hey, I should probably take profits here, or I should invest more here. Do the calculations. Yep. Write that shit down, or else you're really going to lose your money, and you're probably going to be super salty and, you know, not invest in another project or even Bitcoin per se, because you have that bad taste in your mouth.
The feeling of sorrow is way worse than the feeling of pulling money out that could be life-changing, because I've had that before in the bull market where I made a bunch of money and eventually you didn't pull out, and you have that sorrow, you feel bad about yourself not pulling out. But if you just even pulled out a little bit, you could have paid off all your debt, your student debt that you have, everything that you had, and you could have helped your family or be debt-free. That's the most important thing. If the money that's in there is life-changing, just take it out. And I've been guilty of this myself. Set your emotions aside, guys.
Yeah, a lot of people need to learn to take it on the way up. They try to wait to get the top to take everything at once, you know? Take it all the way up slowly, you know?
Yeah, it's that euphoria moment, right, where you're looking at that balance in your Trust wallet or MetaMask. You're like, holy shit, I'm going to reach $1 million, and then it cuts down. That's where you have to be realistic. Like, if you see your salary, like your yearly salary in your wallet, you should probably take some of that. Let's be honest here. And if you're down like 80%, you have to remember why you invested in the first place. Like, why did you throw your money in it to begin with? That's where you kind of have to have your head and keep it level headed. Because again, it's a meme coin, guys. It's gonna be super volatile, but you just have to stay level headed here.
For sure, absolutely. As well said. Guys, I think I'm going to end the space for tonight. Thank you all for being here, for having your speech up, for your kind words, for everything that you guys have done for the community so far. I'll be more than happy to host another space, as I'm not affiliated with Fine Token. Just to make that very, very clear, guys, I'm not affiliated with Fine Token in any shape or form. Go check out Crypto Presale, retweet everything, and make sure to check out the latest video that I'm releasing. I'm just doing this for you guys. We're one big community, and peace out.
This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.